Good morning, Nige. And yes, down here I'm managed to wrestle to the ground the senior project engineer, one Ian Pringle. Now, Ian, it sounds to me like you're not actually from these parts.
No, well picked up. I'm from County Monaghan in the Republic of Ireland.
Right, so they allowed you out of there.
They did indeed, they did indeed. There was no resistance going through the border control.
Excellent stuff. So, what did you need as far as experience goes to actually hold down the senior project engineer status?
Years of work on site, and specifically for this job, being on the launch bridge at Cannons Creek, my experience is in lifting and shifting various structures. So, for example, in New Zealand, I've worked on the Newmarket Viaduct in Auckland, and also the relocation of the Home of Compassion Creche down beside the Basin Reserve in Wellington.
Okay, sounds interesting. So TG is a very unusual project from the terrain perspective. How hard has it been to work out ways to overcome what nature's throwing at us?
Access has been one of the key issues on this project. So when we came to site first, around 3 years ago, there was the access track that the electrical companies were using to service the pylons. So we've sort of modified those, and we've made them so that they can actually carry the type of big equipment that we have here on the project. And then we've created spur tracks from that so we can access all the different areas that track couldn't get to. For example, Cannons Creek Bridge, we had to make a spur track down into the gully there.
That bridge is going to be one heck of a thing, because Cannons Creek Gully is sort of one of the deepest kinds of pieces of terrain, isn't it? So it's a massive hole that you're having to fill in.
Correct. The bridge itself is going to be 226 metres long, and from the road surface to the creek itself, it's in the order of 59 metres high. So either side of the creek itself, there'll be two piers, either side, and that will be in the order of 39 metres high each pier.
That's astounding. Now, we've heard that the bridge is being launched over the gully. What on earth does that actually mean? Do you have rockets that you sort of shoot it across, or what?
We do, that's exactly it, yep. No, it's a bit simpler than that. What we do is we bring the bridge components to site via road, and we bolt them up offline, and we set it on a sliding tray, if you like. And that sliding tray is made up of Teflon, greased Teflon. And yes, it is the same material that's used in your non-stick frying pan. That allows us to maneuver the bridge around. On the front of the bridge, then we attach what I could only describe as very big skis. So these skis are about 60 metres long, and they're used then to ship the bridge across the different piers ahead of the bridge itself. So we use jacks then to pull the bridge, and it just literally jumps from pier to pier into its final position.
It's just amazing. It must be a really crazy sort of person who thinks up that sort of stuff and goes, we could do that using skis. How very cool. So, such a huge structure in place. What did you need as far as ground improvements and that sort of stuff to actually be able to get to the position where you can launch the bridge across?
Wellington is unique in that regard. I've never had to deal with the kind of ground improvement that we've had here, and that is down, you're right, to the seismic environment that we have here. So, for example, at Bridge 20, we've had to dig very deep down into the earth. We've had to anchor the piers so that the piers work with the rock or with the bedrock. And with regard to the superstructure then, which is the actual bridge itself, which sits on the piers, we have to seat it on rubber chairs, if you like, and that allows the bridge to float in the case of a seismic event so that it prevents any damage.
That's going to be crazy to watch. And I guess the last thing is, how long is it going to take before it's finished?
Well, the duration of the bridge itself is about three years. We are well into that now. We've got the foundations completed, and we're starting to get into the piers. So we'll be ready in time for the road opening in April 2020.
That's good, because otherwise there might be a large hole if it isn't ready.
You might need to borrow those skis.
Indeed, indeed. Look, there you go. That's the senior project engineer, Ian Pringle, talking about the bridge across Cannons Creek. It is going to be the most fantastic thing to watch, and I'm just itching to get involved with it and hopefully get some good interviews and good footage that we can put up on Beach FM as well. So make sure you keep listening. We'll tell you about it as it happens, out and about, on the amazing Transmission Gully project. I'm Crispy for Beach FM 106.3.